This is Dairy Rewind, a look back at what happened this week in the dairy industry. Monday.
Dave, I wrote in my June Dairy Month column that it remains June Dairy Month simply because U.S. farmers keep on keeping on. But with Class 3 milk prices where they are now, many of those farmers will be put out of business.
Yes, Lee, happy June Dairy Month. And you're right. I mean, it is ugly out there for dairy farmers across the board. I'm hearing folks even make comments like this feels like 2009. And I know it. You know, corn prices get a little bit buoyant here, over $5 a feed. Input costs obviously staying high, and yet we've been on a one-track move lower, specifically for Class 3. But really, all markets have kind of been a little bit weaker than they were certainly several months ago. We are continuing to see a number of buyers step in to buy spot loads of cheese at the exchange. And I'll tell you, my personal opinion, they're getting a fantastic deal.
Dave Kurzowski, StoneX Dairy Group broker in Chicago.
Tuesday.
Attorney Troy Schneider discussed some of the protections to consider when giving farm tours or any agritourism activities on your farm.
Most people don't really understand necessarily the law behind these liability risks when hosting farm tours. It's always good to keep your pants up with both belt and suspenders to have the ultimate protection. Statutes provide one sort of belt, but the suspenders could be a written waiver, and they enforce those. And again, it's just an acknowledgement of there are risks when you step into a farm of potentially getting hurt. Any good liability waiver, it should identify who the parties are, acknowledge some of the risks that are involved, and it also should be clear about what the parties are waiving. And then your last line of defense is making sure that you have good insurance. In case there is something that slips through the cracks, it's important that you have an insurance covered protection.
Wednesday.
A lot of times, producers will still struggle with pneumonia in these auto feeder barns. Every case of calf with pneumonia, it's either an environmental cause of pneumonia or a contagious cause of pneumonia. Environmental causes of pneumonia are typically described or defined as having poor air quality, high ammonia levels, high bacteria levels, generally just kind of quote-unquote stinky or poor quality air in the barn. The other category is contagious pneumonia. Now, that means that it was passed from one calf to another. Whatever the case may be, I think it's always good to break down every calf-foot pneumonia case into either environmental or contagious.
Thursday.
Something that everyone can agree on is healthy nutrition in schools. And there's been some news on that relating to more milk options for kids. Joining us with an update is Chris Galen with the National Milk Producers Federation. So, Chris, what's the latest on this Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act?
We spent a lot of the last decade trying to make certain that we have a place for 1% flavored milk in schools. And the good news this week is that the House Education and Workforce Committee, which has jurisdiction over the school lunch program, they approved a bill that would expand the types of milk options that schools could serve, including not only 2% milk, but whole milk. And so this is a bill that we certainly supported because we think that giving schools and ultimately school kids better options for different milk flavors and different fat levels, that would be good news. It would increase the value of the school lunch program to dairy farmers, but ultimately to the kids who get their meals there. So again, this is a committee action. I don't know that it will be taken up by the full House. The Senate would have to move a similar bill. So there's still a lot of steps that would have to be taken for this to become law. But it certainly is a strong signal that at least at the committee level, the House Education Committee feels that the school lunch program ought to have a place for whole milk in the future.
Friday.
June is Dairy Month. Started back in the 1930s when dairy cattle went on pasture, Bill. And as a result, ate a lot amount of fresh, high-quality pasture, and we produced lots of extra milk. Let's fast forward to 2023, and right now, 27,900-plus herds in the United States. And that's a drop from 49,000 just 10 years ago. So we continue to see consolidation and reduction in herd numbers across the United States. California is the number one dairy state with 1.7 million dairy cows in it. Wisconsin was second. New Mexico earns the distinction of having the largest herd size. Their average herd size is a whopping 2,618 cows per herd. And Michigan has the blue ribbon for the highest milk production at 27,430 pounds. That's almost 3,000 pounds over the national average, which gives them a very competitive edge.
And that's Dr. Mike Hutchins. To listen to more, go to dairyradio.com.
Dairy Rewind.